Have you been listening to this show for a while? Do you like this show? Do you want to see it continue? There's one way you can do that. You can actually visit our Patreon page and donate some money to make sure the show continues. That's the only way we fund the show, the only way we make it happen. Go to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns. Find out bonus stuff you can get for supporting us and make sure the show keeps on trucking. This is not going to end well.
I'm sorry you hate the internet so much that you only look at things that make you angry. Mm-hmm. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens. Man, my dog.
Oh, here we go.
Let's 15 minutes about my perfect prince.
Yeah.
We don't need to talk about any news or science or...
Why would we when you have a dog?
Why would we? I've got this beautiful boy. Who is perfect in every way, although we did find something out.
He's been stealing from you?
He has been skimming off the top of the till.
Oh, no.
It's been coming up short, the drawer, every night.
Yeah, but you didn't think it could be a perfect prince.
No, he's such a model employee in every other way.
You'd think.
And I almost, for a second, I was like, do I just let this go?
You can't let it go.
Like, I know he's got, like, financial issues because... he can't work anywhere else except for me because he's a dog.
Yeah. It's that dog thing.
And then I remembered that I set up this entire job because I thought he looked cute in a little bow tie and it's not real.
It's not.
And so it doesn't matter. And so I let it go. I love my dog.
Yeah.
And I love dogs.
Yeah.
And dogs love us and they can be very helpful. Therapy dogs, as a matter of fact,
being
used more and more and more in different countries. Over 50,000 therapy dogs are registered in the United States.
It's a booming industry.
It's a booming industry. And by industry, I mean a booming amount of love from things that love us. Don't you dare turn this into a business, Jeff Cannata. They're becoming popular in countries like Norway, Brazil. Like, these are things that are like, therapy animals. They're taking off. But something that I don't think people thought of very much.
Hmm.
Do therapy dogs enjoy their job or are we stressing them out and making their lives miserable?
Oh, we take a dog who loves being around happiness.
What does dog
we
want? Put him, stick.
Put
baby
him near
ball.
Misery and it makes us feel better, but maybe it brings the dog down.
Yeah. How much, like, does the dog we're want literally to be like, around people with anxiety all the time?
We're vampiring their joy.
If you think about, like, okay, so my wife has a lot of anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it can be very emotionally draining to be the support person for somebody with a lot of anxiety.
Sure. Yeah, fair.
Or other mental and emotional issues.
Yeah, I'm sure she doesn't deal with any of that from your side ever.
I'm very, very, I went to a brain doctor guy and brain doctor said, "Whoo, you good." I never
Is that
seen,
what he said?
Yeah. He's like, "Can I keep just a picture of your brain on my wall?" And I said, "No, because I'm terrified of cameras."
Right.
And he said, "Then why are you in the industry you're in?" And I said, "Because I hate myself. I don't want to unpack this anymore. I have to leave my perfect brain and emotional status and I have to go."
But who are you good?
I'm good. And I haven't thought about it anymore since then, except for every night. Now, if we know that it can be emotionally draining or just physically draining for us to be the support person for people who have physical or emotional needs, wouldn't it be the same thing for a dog?
Theoretically, but I feel like a dog is in a position to be...
dog can just bite you.
Well, it could bite you. But doesn't dog just sort of...
I can't bite my wife and run away.
I mean,
I could depending on the circumstances.
You're just not that fast.
She's faster.
I feel like dog is has a predisposition to happiness.
Sure.
That people may not.
That's
so I feel
true.
Like maybe dog has a buffer here and won't feel the same kind of dragging down of emotions that a human might.
Well, Catherine Tuck, the mighty eagle, submitted a story via email, wehaveconcernshow@gmail.com, that asked this very question. Do therapy dogs like their jobs?
Oh, yeah. Is there some sort of therapy dog therapy?
There's a they get little therapy squirrels.
Yeah, but who thinks about the well-being of the squirrel?
The squirrel gets a therapy hamster.
Oh, I see. And nobody gives a fuck about hamsters.
Hamsters is dumb and deserve what they get. I had a hamster and it was a miserable creature.
Did you have your own hamster or was it like a class hamster?
It was, okay, so class hamster had a litter.
Oh.
Who wants to take a hamster home? This guy.
Wow.
Named him Basil after the great mouse detective.
Nice.
Put him in
Did he solve any crimes?
No, he was a dick. He was a dick.
Yeah.
Put him in a little plastic cage,
mm-hmm.
gave him all the things a hamster would want. Every time I tried to touch or pick up or do anything with this hamster, it would bite.
Well,
bite super hard.
Yeah.
And it was always chewing its way through its cage and trying to escape. And I spent like a large portion of my sixth grade after school time at home with this hamster underneath the hutch in the living room, me staring at the hamster staring at me. Me being unable to grab the hamster for quite a long time, and then finally putting it back in its cage until eventually this hamster ran out. And you know what I did, Jeff?
Uh-oh. What did you do?
I opened the fucking door.
You let it go?
And I said, hey, man, if this is what you want, I am over this.
Wow.
And I let it go.
Did you tell your parents that that's what you did?
Yeah, and my mom was like, good, that hamster was a dick.
Wow.
Because it really was. And it was just like cleaning up after this thing that bites you and tries to run away and wants to be outside. And I was like, fine, go.
That hamster is somewhere having an American tail right now.
Well, you know what's funny is I was in a cafe in Paris a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And I was sipping a coffee.
Last thing on your mind was that hamster.
Last thing and I looked up and three tables over.
What?
There was the hamster.
Did you make eye contact?
With Anne Hathaway.
Wow.
And I looked over and I nodded. And he nodded.
And Anne Hathaway nodded.
And Anne Hathaway nodded. And that was it. That was it. But it was nice. It was nice to know that both of us were able to escape the burdens that we had had together and live a happier life. He did bite me on the way out of the cafe.
Yeah. Do you think Anne Hathaway's support animal job is really fulfilling for that hamster?
Anne Hathaway, support animal. I feel like that would work.
Yeah.
I feel like just having Anne Hathaway around would calm
me
down.
It's human to dog to squirrel to hamster to Anne Hathaway.
Yeah, that's the way it works. So there was a study in applied animal behavior science.
Okay.
God, I have really got to subscribe to these journals.
Applied animal behavior science feels like a good read every month.
Every month, or unless it's a quarterly. You know what I mean?
Then you gotta build up the anticipation.
The log line, the TLDR of this study is therapy dogs in pediatric cancer wards are not stressed by their work.
Oh,
judging on the tests they ran. And in fact, seem to enjoy it in most cases.
How do we determine dog stress?
Now here's how we do it. So first of all, we measure cortisol levels in dogs. We have cortisol. Hmm. Dogs have cortisol. It's the stress. It's the stress chemical, right?
Yeah.
So if we get stressed, if we're working hard, if we don't sleep enough, if we're generally bothered, we make cortisol.
Right.
Dogs do the same thing. So this study was done multi-site, 5 different hospitals around the country, visited over 100 patients, did 26 dogs, tested them.
Mm.
This is the largest,
so every dog has 4 patients?
Right?
Yeah.
Because these patients aren't with the dog all day.
Oh.
So
these dogs really work hard.
Well, they're trained. They do. And they're trained in sort of the way that like any other support animal is trained, almost like a dog that you would see for the blind or even like a police animal, something like that.
Yeah.
They're trained in their responses and they are shared throughout the day by multiple patients. Mm. So this is the largest study we have ever done in this field. So this is the most data we have ever gotten. And so what they did was they measured the cortisol from the saliva of the dogs. Swabs were taken both at home for the dog, like at night after they clock out.
Yeah.
You know, they're just sitting back. They're watching The Voice.
Yeah.
Turned off their brain.
Yeah. Let off some steam. Just relax.
You know, the significant other dog is like, how was work? And he's like, you know what? It was cool. I don't really want to get super into it.
Yeah.
I just kind of want to leave it at the office if that's fine.
4 patients in a day is a lot.
It's a lot to take on.
Yeah.
You know, and I think the significant other dog understands that. But like, does not like The Voice.
She wants to watch something else.
Wants to watch something a little more engaging. You know what I mean? Like, we're living in the golden age of TV.
Yeah.
Says the significant other dog.
Right.
And it's like, why are we like watching all this reality competition bullshit? Like, let's really dig. I've heard great things about Fargo and we haven't even watched an episode.
But I just want to shut off my brain because I've been giving.
Mm-hmm.
Giving four givings all day.
That's 28 givings for a dog.
That's then in dog givings.
Yeah.
Yeah. So can I just shut off my brain for once and watch The friggin' Voice?
Fine. I guess I'll just play with this chew rope. and that's the same thing that I do when my wife watches reality TV.
Yeah.
I've got a rope that I gnaw on.
It's nice of her that she got you that rope.
Penis.
You're like halfway through that bull penis.
Well, it's
crazy.
Almost
time to get a new one.
Well, you know, it's like I buy them and they're like, dude, are you really going to eat that? That's bigger than you.
Yeah.
And I say, hey, you'd be surprised how quickly I'll tear
over the
this
course
bull
of
penis.
A season of The Voice.
It will upset my tummy. And so it's important. Like sometimes I'll cut the bull penis in half because I have no self-control. Anyway, this is the story that I'm telling about myself. So they swipe the saliva at home. They swipe the saliva at various times, various therapies at the hospital.
And they found out that dog's chill?
Dog's pretty chill. So, but here's the thing. They also have to be able to separate cortisol being created for good stress and bad stress. We've talked about eustress before.
Yeah.
Eustress is like the good stress you get, like when you're playing a board game and you're making a particularly difficult decision or you're playing a sport. So like dog is chasing ball. Little bit of cortisol, right? Because there's a little bit of good stress. So they had to kind of like figure that out. So they also videotaped and analyzed the dog's behaviors throughout the day and then correlated it to the saliva sample. So looking for things like, you know, is my dog's tail flattening out? Is it shaking? Is it like doing the thing where it's showing you the whites of its eyes? Like all these dog stress things that we see. Is it making happy responses? So here's what we learned. Dogs have no difference in their cortisol levels at home or the hospital.
Dogs just dog.
They're not stressing it, dude.
What's up, dog?
They're just chilling. Now, here's the thing. Just like people, dogs don't like every part of their job.
Oh, well, who would?
So,
what part of the job does the dog not like?
So dog really loves sort of like when a patient will play with a dog with a toy or go for a walk or even like take a nap together.
Doesn't like listening to stories.
Right. Like, but then, you know, one of the things that you can do to calm yourself down is like really like brush a dog or pet a dog for like a really extended period of time. Sometimes dog doesn't want to be brushed or touched.
Don't touch me.
Dog doesn't care for being drawn. One of these things is like
drawn.
Yeah. So like animal therapy,
like one of your French girls,
like one of your French dogs, like one of your poodles. So, art therapy and animal therapy sometimes combine, right? Dog comes in your
room.
How
does a dog know that it's being drawn?
So here's the funny thing about two dogs that I know, my dog and my friend Meg Cole's dog. Meg Cole is a DIY and crafting YouTuber. And her dogs respond to, she had a dog Gracie that responded to working Gracie. And if Gracie is working, she knows to sit.
Oh, stay and pose.
Yeah. Dagger knows when you pull out a camera, he immediately gets stressed.
You got to smile.
Yeah. But if we go working Dagger, he has to like, okay, the sooner I do this, the sooner it's over. But hates it.
Huh.
Hates it.
So these dogs have to get drawn.
My photographer wife is not pleased with that.
So it feels like what's stressful to the dog is just being still.
Still, but also like, no dog really enjoys. Well, Labradors kind of enjoy being brushed because they have those oils in their that build up in their coats. That's why they're always rubbing up against stuff.
Okay.
But most dogs don't want to be groomed, you know?
Yeah.
So these are things that would normally stress out a job, but are also kind of part of a dog's life and upkeep.
Right.
And those are the things that cause the dog stress. Now, they did show that dogs that showed the most stress behaviors also showed the most friendly behaviors. Showing that, which means some dogs are just better at expressing feelings, which I think is interesting.
So they had more variation.
They had more variation. It was easier to tell when the dog was
sad. The highs are higher and the lows are lower.
Baby, that's the only way to live.
Yeah.
You can't have the sweet without the bitter.
That's right. You can't have the puppy chow without the puppy I don't know. Without sadness.
Yeah. You gotta get your shots.
Yeah.
You gotta get your flea meds.
That's right.
And you gotta eat your treats. That's what Jason Lee said in Vanilla Sky.
Yeah. You can't have your besticles if you don't lose your testicles.
That's right. You remember him turning to Tom Cruise in Vanilla Sky and saying those exact words. Vanilla Sky humor goes over really well because a lot of people like that movie and even more people remember that movie.
Yeah, no, it's a great reference. It's in the zeitgeist.
People are really thinking about Vanilla Sky right now. So this is actually going to help us now that we know the dogs aren't stressed about their jobs.
Rely on them more,
but also we can find better candidates now. Oh. Dog headhunters know what to look for. Dogmonster.com.
Oh, man.
They know what questions to ask.
It would be LinkedIn. Yeah.
There you
LinkedIn.
Go. You got your line.
I got there.
A lot of therapy dogs are volunteers. People volunteer their pets.
Mm.
Because dogs can't speak as much as I wish mine could.
Or raise their hand night. If they, you know, it's like who volunteers, raise your hand.
Sometimes
dogs have
I
a hard
think about
time with
how
that.
How much of my human body I would trade for my dog to be able to speak, like speak and understand English.
You'd just be a head on a plate and your dog would be chatting with you.
One arm, one leg, I think maybe.
One arm, one leg.
And now it's down to one arm because my dog's getting older and I wouldn't have as much time. And it seems like kind of a waste to give up two limbs, if I'm honest.
You don't have enough time to hear all the things he has to say.
I mean, it's like you get a few good years, but he's also going to go dog senile soon. In a couple of years.
Yeah.
And then what are we going to talk about? The same shit over and over. I remember my grandma. So, most dogs that are therapy dogs are volunteers. So people are like, my dog is very affectionate, so it will make a good therapy dog, but that doesn't necessarily hold true. Because these dogs, like we were saying, that show more affection also show more stress, can be more stressful for the patient.
You want constancy. You want constancy. Level-headed dog.
It's kind of like when they tell you when you're picking a puppy, you don't want the one that runs to you or from you.
Right.
You want the one that's kind of like, oh, I see you. And then just goes about its business. That's kind of the dog that makes the best therapy dog as well, is the one that's like, hey, we can do this shit together. We can do things apart.
Yeah.
I don't need it either way. I'm just trying to clock in, clock out, and see what happens on The Voice tonight.
It's like dating, right? It's if they want you, it's less exciting.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be aloof, and then they want you
exactly.
more.
Exactly. The best therapy dog is a dog that negs a cancer patient.
Yeah. Ghost dog.
That's not true at all. You just want a dog that's even-tempered, and now they know that.
Yeah.
And what I love about this is I actually have thought this a lot. I'm like, is this stressful for the dog? Like how much of the stress and the sort of high levels of emotion do dogs pick up at a place like a cancer ward?
This feels like what I would have just intuited. Dog's happy. It doesn't know. It's fine. Dog, look how happy that dog is.
Yeah,
he doesn't care.
I guess to an extent.
That's the whole reason we have dog here is because I feel like shit, but dog seems so happy. Now I feel better.
That's true.
I feel like that's just what I would have assumed.
I guess sometimes we do underestimate animals, but sometimes I definitely overestimate animals.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh,
he's
man.
Fine.
The dog must feel like a little bit of the sadness or the stress. It must transfer the dog. Nah, dog just don't want to be brushed.
He doesn't want to sit still.
Dog don't want
to
sit.
He's got stuff to do.
Yeah. Dog will sit if you're giving it treat.
Yeah.
Watching TV.
Yeah, then I gotta
dog
go.
Dog doesn't want to be brushed.
I'm too happy to sit still.
Yeah. So now you know. Was this something that was intuitive to you all? Was this something that you thought maybe more like me, the dogs kind of picked up on the stress around them? Let us know on Twitter. I'm at @acarboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And you can hashtag those. You can hashtag those good dog. And hey, if you are looking to hang with other concerned citizens.
Always looking to hang.
Oh, man.
Sort of the emotional support group.
We are all each other's emotional support animals.
That's right.
And there are a couple places where you can be and find that support. One is the subreddit, which is wehaveconcerns.reddit.com. One is the Facebook group. Do not worry about Facebook. It's perfectly safe. There is nothing going on with your data.
Nope.
Everything is fine. Socialize on facebook.com/group/wehaveconcerns. Or if you're a patron, you get the super secret Discord. And your invite to that happens when you support us for $1 or more per month.
Which is so little.
It's so little. Just go to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns. What is a dollar?
Just do it.
Just do it. Just go there whether you plan on going to the Discord or not.